It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 12th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. If you had the time and could go to the Coachella Valley Arts and Music Festival this weekend, what would your list be? Well, I'd want to see Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Bat for Lashes, and Evaporative Cooler. That last one's not a band. It's a technology to keep cool outside. Brian Rowe is president of Cool Fog. That's cool with a K.
Yeah, the technology is based on evaporative cooling. We're putting water into the air and it's evaporating. And when that evaporation takes place, the heat exchange brings the air temperatures down significantly. So you can get 20, 30, 35 degrees cooling in an outdoor space.
The process, which creates a kind of fog, is much more efficient than the standard way of cooling air in hot climates. Los Angeles Times staff writer Salvador Rodriguez is taking today off and heading out to Coachella. He was going through the apps he wanted to take along. At first, he thought of Shazam, the app that samples sound and can identify a song. But that tech may not work so well to identify live music layered with crowd noise. But there are other apps.
Camera apps, I think, will really shine at this event. For example, Twitter came out with Vine, so you can record short little videos. I prefer GIF Boom, which you record like as if it was video, but then it just turns it into a GIF, and you can edit it and put filters and add captions. So you can contribute to the world of Tumblr with that app.
A piece of GIF video would, for people who haven't used them much, would run how long? They're pretty short, right?
It can run for a while, but with this app, you have to go in and choose 15 frames. It'll take those 15 frames, and then you can play it as slowly or as quickly as you want. Another one that I've tried out in the past is called ViClone, and if you get a number of your buddies to pull out this app, you guys can all record whatever show you're at the same time, and the app will stitch it together and give you like one video. So you have multiple angles going on of the same concert. So this is actually developed by a musician. It was actually Sting Sun, who's one of the founders of the company.
Coachella is going to be one of the most covered festivals ever because essentially everybody who shows up is going to have a way of capturing at least a piece of it.
Definitely. And then you want to have, of course, the Coachella app, which has all the info and maps and all that good stuff. Another one that was just suggested to me is called Zlocation, where you can just kind of leave a pin wherever you're at. It'll basically geotag that location for you, and then you can send that address to your friends, no matter what kind of phone they have, and they can use their map app to direct themselves toward you. So that's a good way of not getting lost and keeping up with where your crew's at.
Well, Salvador, keep cool and keep charged, all right?
All right, definitely.
Salvador Rodriguez at the LA Times. He says the big cell phone carriers have been working to be sure their infrastructure will be ready to handle the Instagram photos, Vine videos, and all the other data that 80,000 people a day can try to upload.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org.
And sometimes planning ahead is the grown-up thing to do. Google has just started a kind of living will for online stuff. It lets folks decide what to do when an account stops getting used, either because you went off on sabbatical or maybe because you shuffled off this mortal coil. Google's inactive account manager lets people designate executors who would get access to your online pictures, email, and so forth after receiving potentially creepy emails you composed for them ahead of time. You can also set your account to self-destruct, like Mission Impossible. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.